Most bankers aren't ready to help you until after their third cup of coffee. But with Central National Bank's after-hours service, you don't have to wait for the bank lobby to open to get help. You can contact us from 6 to 8:30 in the morning or from 5 to 10 in the evening, and we'll connect you to a real, live, local person who can answer questions and fix problems 7 days a week. Bank different. Bank Central. Central National Bank. Member FDIC.
This is a Rogue Media Network podcast. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. What's the first thing you'd do if you had an extra hour in your day? Go for a run, take a nap, read a book, show up for a friend? A lot of us spend our lives wishing we had more time. The question is, time for what? If time was unlimited, how would you use it? The best way to squeeze that special thing into your schedule is to know what's important to you and make it a priority. Therapy can help you find out what matters to you, so you can do more of it. Therapy is helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/365 today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/365.
This is 365 Sports, powered by Sikkim365.com.
Hall of Famer John McClain joins us. Craig and Paul, David Smoke, this is 365 Sports. John, thank you very much for your time. Has anything surprised you at all the first week of NFL free agency?
Oh, gosh, David, a lot of things. Quarterback movement. Kenny Pickett wanted to be traded. He got traded to Philadelphia. Justin Fields wanted to be traded to the Steelers. He went to the Steelers. What amazes me, I'll tell everybody, Pete Carroll, a Hall of Fame coach, did not want Russell Wilson. Sean Payton, Hall of Fame coach, did not want Russell Wilson. And now people act like he's the answer to the Steelers' problems. I don't think so. He can't throw the ball down the field anymore. Last season was the fewest yards per attempt he averaged in his career. 40% of his completions in their victories were at the line of scrimmage or behind the line of scrimmage. So I think at some point Justin Fields will be playing, because Russell Wilson will struggle, and then he'll be with his fourth team in 4 years.
John, why not just make Justin Fields, like, why even get in the Russell Wilson business? Why not just make Justin Fields your starter?
Well, I think that Justin Fields has not proved he can do it. One of the reasons the Bears are wise to get rid of him, if you've been with an organization for 3 years, and you still don't know if you can be a franchise quarterback. Something's wrong. It's time to separate. And that's what they did. It was amazing to me, guys, all the former players and GMs on ESPN and NFL Network talking about how the Bears should keep Fields because he's a great quarterback and he's going to be a franchise quarterback, when he has not showed any reason to do that. And so that's why they made that move. But right now, Fields needs, he's got a new system, new coordinator. He needs some stability. He didn't have it with the Bears. Maybe he'll get it with the Steelers. It'd be his luck for Mike Tomlin to resign after 1 year and go somewhere else.
John, the Texans have been pretty busy since we last talked to you. Danielle Hunter and Joe Mixon and various other names. But your thoughts on what they've done, particularly the two guys I mentioned, and anything else that stands out to you from the past few days?
A guy that I was under the radar that I think was a tremendous signing, besides Danielle Hunter, who had 16.5 sacks last year and has averaged 12.4 in his last four seasons with the Vikings, was Denico Autry from the Titans. Autry has terrorized the Texans with the Colts and the Titans, and he had 11.5 sacks last year, playing inside and outside, mostly inside. he hasn't had fewer than 9 sacks in the last 4 years when he was 30, 31, 32, and 33. So now he'll be 34, shows no sign of letting up. He'll be playing probably next to Danielle Hunter, maybe sometimes next to Will Anderson Jr. But this is a great opportunity for him. And not often are you able to get players with 16.5, 11.5 sacks in their previous seasons. They have made moves for 10 defensive players because the schedule is going to be a first-place schedule. They're going to play 5 division champions, including the Cowboys. They are also going to play 11 games against teams that had winning records last season. They play so many great quarterbacks, they had to beef up on that side of the ball. And with the draft coming up, they traded for extra picks, and I think they need defensive tackle and corner in the second round and a receiver in the third.
I was just going to ask you that, John, but then I'll move on to my next question. You mentioned the Cowboys have done next to nothing and can't really because of their cap situation. Why do they seem to be the only team in the league that has not figured the cap thing out?
Well, you can do things, Paul, to move the cap on down the road. And then eventually, though, you got to pay the piper. Usually you do that when your quarterback is at the end of the line and you have to start over. They have not maximized their opportunities. They could have redone some contracts. They could have extended Dak Prescott and freed up all kinds of money to lower his cap figure. And the reason they didn't do it is because they can't agree on a number. So I still think the Cowboys will have a good offense. If Dan Quinn doesn't rate any more of the defense, they should still have a pretty good defense. But with the Cowboys this offseason, you know, you've got to be excited about a snapper coming back and like a fifth string running back.
Oh, my God. Yeah, it's not great, John. It's not great. And look, it's probably made much worse by the fact that Jerry Jones said he was all in. As nonsensical a comment, given their cap situation, as maybe he's ever made.
I think it is. Nobody's bought into it. But you know what? A lot of teams try to win March, and it usually doesn't work in January.
Right.
And the Cowboys are still a playoff team. They can still win 12 games. I don't think we all think all of a sudden they're going to go to the Super Bowl when they couldn't do it last year, but they're still going to be good. You know, what has Philadelphia done to get better? The Cowboys, to me, are just as good, maybe better, than the Eagles. The Eagles have made a lot of changes, especially on defense. And so I think it's going to be very interesting to watch that two-team race. Washington, I think, has made more moves than anybody, but nobody's going to take Washington and the New York Giants seriously. It is still a two-team race.
Do you feel like what they're doing in Washington is at least not like what they've done before? Every 5 or 8 years, they would just jump in with some ridiculous type contract.
There's a purpose.
Yeah. Does there seem to be a rhyme and a reason so far? They're spending money. They have a bunch of it they can spend, but they're not like just getting to the buffet and eating everything.
Adam Peters was a longtime GM prospect for the 49ers, was hired as a GM. And if all those chiefs they've got in the front office leave him alone and let him work, I think he'll do a good job. I still don't know that Dan Quinn was the best coach they could have gotten. But Peters has signed a lot of players, and he still, I believe, has the most cap money available because he hasn't done anything stupid. It reminds me when Nick Caserio came in here with a rebuild in 2021, and all his free agents had 1 or 2 year deals. Nobody had a 3 year deal except a punter. And so the idea was to make them prudent. And they did that. And then this year is the first time that he's given a free agent contract of more than 2 years to any player other than the original punter, Cam Johnston. So I think that's what Adam Peters and Dan Quinn are doing with the Commanders.
John, which team do you think has made the smartest moves outside of the Texans, who I think might be kind of up there in that, but outside of the Texans, which teams has made the smartest moves this offseason to get better?
Well, I wouldn't have said the Texans. I like what Detroit has done. Atlanta only had to make one move. You know, now they're the favorite to win the NFC South. They got Kirk Cousins. Kirk Cousins, of course, coming off the Achilles injury. But Cousins has won one playoff game in his career. He gets $50 million. He got, 100? I can't remember what he get, 150, 70? Anyway, if he makes the end of this contract, he will have made $400 million. And he may not win another playoff game. You talk about an agent, Mike McCartney, doing a great job. It's Mike McCartney has steered him through all those deals. And remember, he was drafted as an afterthought after RG3. I still never understood why they drafted him, and now I do. But Atlanta shoots up as the favorite of the NFC South because they got him. I think the Lions are constructed very well, like what the Rams have done. And there's quite a few teams that have done a good job without going spending crazy money. There's a lot of players taking chances like the Jets. They're signing one-year deals with a lot of incentives. You know, when's the last time Tyron Smith was healthy for a full season? Well, if he's healthy for a full season, got a chance to earn a lot of money. I believe it when I see it. So they're taking some chances to try to capitalize on this window that's closing on Aaron Rodgers before his political career begins.
John, there are, I think it's four teams that are going to be getting new or redesigned uniforms this season. The Texans are one of them. There's a whole to-do because a picture leaked, and then Cal McNair sees that and says, here's a picture showing you a glimpse of the new uniforms. Before all that happened, I saw your post because you got a glimpse into the new uniforms for the Texans. Anything you'd like to share? I mean, what I saw looked like it was there's obviously some differences on the shoulder stripes and the colors a little bit, but what were your impressions?
It was like going to the White House. We had to turn our phones in. they put them in a bag with our names on them. We had to sign non-disclosure tag agreements. And I went in and I saw them up close on models. I saw them on guys that tried to look like players. Saw them from the front, saw them from the back. Excuse me. One of the things I liked was they had the current uniforms so we could compare them. Because I saw them last week and all I could say is I think fans are going to like them. I think they're spectacular, but there's always people that don't like them. And the picture that was leaked by somebody, probably somebody involved in the making of it, didn't do it justice because Nico Collins was on one knee and Tank Dell was bent. Until you see them in full color, there's going to be a difference. And they still incorporate Bob McNair's original colors of red, white, and blue. I love the uniforms they add, but I think fans who go crazy over uniform changes, I don't give a rat's you know what about a uniform change. I care about who's wearing those uniforms. And the uniforms last year looked a hell of a lot better than they did the three previous years.
Amazing how that works, isn't it? Amazing how it that is. Works.
John, I saw the note about the 49ers having a couple of picks that they won forfeit. The other one, I think they get knocked down a notch or two because of an accounting error when it comes to their 2022 league year and the player compensation. Is that kind of something that happens occasionally? And how, like, what happened there?
David, it may have happened another time 10 years ago. It's very rare because they have such experts working on the cap. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't a cap thing. They actually hurt themselves, but it cost them the pick this year, knocked them down. I can't remember if it knocked them down this year, four spots, and cost them a pick. It wasn't any big deal. But it's amazing in this day and age that you can have an accounting error, considering how much money you pay to have great people. By comparison, in this day and age, how can a guy 30 years old use a virtual credit card and steal $22 million from Jaguars without them knowing about it?
Yep, there you go. John, what are your prospects on your alma mater in the NCAA tournament?
Well, I didn't like the way they've been playing lately, but I think Scott Drew, Scott's one of the best coaches in basketball. it's an interesting if they win the first one, I want Clemson to beat New Mexico. So wasn't it the Clemson coach saying the Big 12's overrated?
He was one of them, yeah.
And I want him to stick it up as you know what and show him the Big 12 is not. And so I think Baylor's going to get to the Sweet 16. I saw an analytics thing today that had him going, winning a game in the Sweet 16 and then losing. Tell you a great story. University of Houston's playing a team called Longwood from somewhere in the middle of Virginia, from the Big South Conference. Longwood is coached by a former partner at Vincent and Elkins Law Firm in Houston. Mm. His name is Griff Aldrich. He was a partner at B&E. On the side, he coached AAU basketball, loved it so much, he left and went back to his alma mater, which I've never heard of, and got in as an assistant coach in 16. In 18, he was named the head coach at Longwood. Now they've had back-to-back 20-win seasons. And don't you know, he would love to pull the upset of the tournament by beating Houston, but it's going to be a good story for two more days, and that's it.
All right, John, thank you very much. We appreciate you as always.
Take them Bears.
There you go. John McClain, Hall of Fame NFL columnist.
This has been a Rogue Media Network production.